now live. I am so excited to do a little talk with you, Miss Margo Graff. It's Dr. K here, and I'm with my beautiful client, Margo Graff. And she's amazing. She's an actress. She's a stunt woman. She's a swimsuit model. What else are you?
I'm everything thanks to you, really. I've been going to Dr. K for like 3 years now, which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm an action actress mainly. I also do stunts, martial arts, firearms. I am currently one of the world finalists for Miss Swimsuit USA this year.
Wait, stand and show us your outfit. So cute. Look at this. Look at those boobs. Wow. That's
cute
a wow.
Little crop blazer top.
No, that's what I like. Sexy but elegant.
Right?
Understated. And check Thank the you. Face. Check the face. Gorgeous.
I got my Beauty by Dr. K lip gloss. I use my hydration mist all the time. Honestly, because of the lavender essential oils in it.
So good,
Whenever
right?
Whenever I'm stressed, it's like the best thing.
So good. So we're talking today about all kinds of things. Beauty, transparency with what we do with ourselves. And Margo has this unique experience in her life. She was kidnapped.
Yes. So 10 years ago, men tried to kidnap me for human trafficking.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, and first off, like, it's not a story of me being a victim. It's not a story of me hating men. This is a story of
survival.
Really, yes, absolutely. I'm so grateful for everything that God put me through because truthfully, I got to rise from it. And sharing my story really, I feel like helps other people not feel alone. But when I was in college, I went away to study abroad in Europe. Because I was escaping a very abusive boyfriend. So what did I do in Europe? I partied my life away.
Oh my God.
I was drinking, partying, and really just trying to numb a lot of pain. And when you're looking for the party will always find you.
Yeah.
So my father works with like the Rolling Stones and Mick of Fleetwood Mac. He's their art dealer. He sells their art.
Nice.
They're painters.
Wow.
So in Brussels, this band approached me and they were like, do you want to go on tour with us?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, well, my father works with rock stars. He would totally understand if I went on tour with them. Like, I loved the movie Almost Famous. Have you seen Almost Famous?
I don't think so.
Where they're like the Band-Aids, the groupies, and they follow.
No.
Oh, it's such an iconic movie. So I was like, oh my God, the real life Penny Lane. Absolutely. I would love to go on tour with you. Well, newsflash, they weren't rock stars. They were human traffickers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like that horrible movie.
It is a movie.
What's that movie?
Taken.
Taken, yes.
So
terrifying.
Yeah, they roofied me and basically were asking me a lot of questions about, like, you know, do you have your passport? Trying to basically see how easily they could take me. Thankfully.
Wait, how old were you? Like 20-something?
I was 22, yeah.
Jesus
I was like a junior
Christ.
In college.
22-year-olds, you better listen.
Yeah.
Yes, girls.
I don't know if I would ever send my kid to study abroad anymore because of how horrifying this story is and how horrifying like my whole experience abroad was.
Hmm.
But it was because I was unaware.
Yeah.
I was partying my life away. I was like...
Trusting. Too
yes.
Trusting. When you're 20, you trust everyone until the world burns you a few times and then you
Absolutely.
Learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're just running away from life and trying to just like numb yourself and find like the next best thing, most exciting thing to forget like what you're actually going through instead of healing and dealing.
How'd you escape? So they took you.
So they actually, as they were escorting me out of the bar, had me by the arm, cops came in and actually stopped them and started questioning them because someone at the bar had told the bartender that they were human traffickers. So basically they were speaking to me in a French-American accent, but they were speaking Russian to each other.
Yeah.
And this woman had been doing a different internship with a different embassy every 6 months.
Wow.
And so she had like learned different signs to watch out for human traffickers. And so cops stopped them and were questioning them. I all of a sudden came out of being like kind of roofied and blackout. And I was like, something doesn't feel right. I don't know what's going on. It was really fuzzy. It was really hazy. And I just knew I needed to leave.
Wow.
So I grabbed my friend and we left. And as we're walking home, this guy was kind of behind us. And we saw these two men kind of coming up in front of us. And they basically cornered us, grabbed my jacket, ripped it down to the ground and started jumping up and down on our legs, kicking us in our stomach, our faces, like basically just trying to break us to have a van pull up and take us because they had already roofied us.
Oh my God.
So by the grace of God, I said, they can't take me. They have to take her.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard God say, run.
Yeah.
I heard God say, run.
And self-preservation. Yes. Every instinct to survive.
Exactly. And yeah. I was like, they can't take me. They have to take her.
So scary.
And so I went from on my back as they were kicking me and everything. I rolled onto my knees and I was just like, okay, go. And I just jumped up and I just started running. And I had been mugged the night before and my other girlfriend had been roofied. So it was Brussels was a very scary place, but I was basically toppling over myself, trying to run away in 6-inch heels, in cobblestone, roofied, drunk.
Oh my God.
Like it was horrible. And one of the guys, as he was starting to chase me to try and take me down, I was just yelling at the top of my lungs, run, like run to my like other friend so she could hear me because that was the only thing I could do to save her.
Yeah, of course.
And by me yelling, the two guys beating her up realized that this other guy let me get away. And so they started looking at me being like, what is going on? And that gave her the second to stop being beaten because she wasn't roofied. She wasn't drunk. So she got to get up and then start running.
Oh, God.
And now
God.
They're chasing us down for, they chase us down for like a.
This is totally a movie scene.
Yeah. A New York.
But I feel all of your, I feel all of your trauma when you're talking. I do. Yeah. Like your energy. I feel it.
Yeah. It was a crazy situation. So they chased us down for a block. We fell into an alleyway and then into a convenience store. And by the time that we got out, what was going on, like this Indian family, I'm like so, so thankful. They went outside trying to look and no one was there.
Oh God.
And we still had like 5 blocks to go to the hostel. And so the son of the owner carried me bride style because I couldn't walk anymore.
Aww.
And carried me bride style 5 blocks to our hostel.
Mm.
And me and my friend fell asleep like clutching hands, and we woke up and we were still clutching hands, and we hopped on a plane and left immediately. Yeah.
Oh my God. And that experience really formulated your life and scarred you, gave you post-traumatic stress, and I think you were a broken person for a while until you went through a lot of therapy and discovered microdosing for one thing. We were going to talk today about microdosing. If you guys are listening and you're interested, it's a very interesting science behind the use of medicinal mushrooms.
Absolutely. Plant medicine.
Marijuana and other things.
Like microdosing small amounts of mushrooms is the only organic substance to chemically rewire your brain through neurogenesis. So it's the only organic substance that can chemically rewire, uproot chemical pathways and behaviors that have been ingrained for years and years that have become habits and characteristics of your behavior.
So like depression, it changes patients who are chronically depressed. Or even stuttering. I listened to the podcast you sent me about a guy who stuttered his entire life and did a microdosing.
I'm obsessed with Paul Stamets.
Yeah, and
obsessed.
He just like stuttered in a horrible way, like, you know, like that movie with the Queen's Men, whatever that movie was. But it changed his entire brain patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's microdosing is 5 times as effective in treating clinically resistant depression than any medicine on the market.
It's interesting. So much science now is starting to show that psychedelics, mushrooms, and things that we previously thought were really dangerous and bad in very controlled and very regulated amounts can do powerful things for neuronal plasticity. For the
Absolutely.
Brain. Yeah.
I feel like when...
So you think that's what changed you?
Yes, because I had been hypnotized to separate the trauma. But 3 years ago, people faked my kidnapping to get money from my family.
Oh, God.
So that was a scam.
Wait, you're hanging out with too much drama. Can I just say we need to change our friend crowd?
No, you know what? God was like, I had this one thing happen to you, but you didn't do anything about it. You got hypnotized to separate from it. You wouldn't talk about it. You weren't open about it. You weren't getting into martial arts and firearms and weapons. You weren't being the hero that I made you to be. So I need to remind you who I am making you to be.
Yeah.
And so there's a scam going around, and crazy that it happened to my family. I know several people in the industry whose it happened to, but people don't talk about it.
Wow.
Because people don't talk about scams. So they basically called my mom and said, we have your daughter. We're holding her hostage and until you go to the bank and pull out as much money as you can. Otherwise, we're going to kill her and we're going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
And my mom, normal parent would hang up and be like, this isn't real. Call their daughter. Well, I escaped from, you know, these men already. So my mom was like, this is real.
Yeah.
And it went on for hours. My mom had the whole police force met my mom at the bank. And, you know, it was hours into it where someone was like, but have you actually talked to her on the phone on her own phone? And she was like, no. They called me and I had to video them my whole inside of my apartment because once my mom blocked their number, they called other family members.
Oh,
because
God.
On Facebook, you link your whole family.
So they call everybody.
Easily find your numbers on anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. So you guys, be careful. Be so careful.
Seriously. So, you know, that really propelled me to be like, you know what? This is my story. This is my platform. And the longer I stay silent, the longer I do not learn how to protect myself and know my surroundings, know self-defense, and cultivate this warrior inside me, the longer I hold on to the victim mentality and the shame and darkness and depression, like I needed to change.
So this is kind of very much explains who you become because you've kind of become like Wonder Woman. This girl knows how to ride horses. She can lasso a cowboy down the road or a horse.
You, girl.
She can shoot a weapon. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're a stunt woman because you're like powerful kickboxing,
absolutely.
Flipping men over your shoulders.
God made me a hero in real life.
Wow.
And being an actress wasn't a dream of mine when I was little. It really was after the first incident that God was like, I made you a hero in real life and I want you to play one on screen. So my fifth year, senior year in business school, I got into a theater course. And then I was like, this is what I'm supposed to
do.
It's
a kind of a release, too, taking on different roles and,
yes,
like, letting go of your own role.
Yes, the only safe place to truly be vulnerable and broken and, like, go into the animalistic behaviors of the human psyche, you know?
And drawing on all the emotions you've been through in your life, rage and terror and, like, you know, everything.
And I feel like there are so many...
So impressive to recover from that.
There are so many heroes right now just talking about being a hero, but they're not actually heroes in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not saying, you know what, like, you need to teach your children how to be heroes. You need to teach your children how to protect themselves, how to know self-defense, how to...
Girls out there, you need to know some self-defense, please.
Like, otherwise, you're going to get stuck in a victim mentality. If you wait for trauma to happen, you're too late. You need to be a warrior. You need to prepare yourself. You can't coddle your children and you can't coddle yourself.
No. And I think like these kind of things, like even a boxing class, even like a wrestling class or self-defense for sure. And carrying your pepper spray and like, be careful. There's an epidemic right now in LA of fentanyl laced ecstasy and products that are giving overdoses to young people. So like, you really cannot trust too much.
When
in
you're
life.
Looking for the party, when you're looking for the dangerous side, trust me, it's going to find you. And you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
So you have to be a warrior and be actively thinking, how can I grow? How can I protect myself? And part of the microdosing is it really helped me finally for the first time in my life since I was 13 and I'm now 30, be the most stable in my happiness and my like minimal anxiety and depression and minimal PTSD triggers. It almost basically unattached and unhinged a lot of my PTSD triggers.
It's almost like you compartmentalize that experience.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's in your head, but it's not in the compartment that makes you crazy every day.
Yeah. And the more you put away stuff, like I had actually separated and detached what had happened to me for so long that my mental elasticity, my brain elasticity, all these things that like, if your brain elasticity is not, you know,
evolving,
it shows everywhere else in your body.
So true.
Everywhere. You start getting pain everywhere else.
And this is what's made you more transparent. She has a ton of followers. And what I love about Margot is she tells it like it is. She's taking her inulin every day because it helps her poop. She loves to talk all about her flat tummy and staying like super thin.
You can talk about how natural your body works in a relationship, the less you have to hide that you both do the same things.
Exactly.
And then you're in a relationship and I'm like, I'm going to go poop. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go poop. And I'm like, yes, baby. Like, hype each other up. So
I'm not there yet.
So your bodies are like flowing naturally and you're not if your bodies are holding things in, then you're emotionally holding things in, you're mentally holding, like, it's an uncomfortable place to be.
It's hard. I always wonder how the perfect girls are always so perfect. Like, how do you do it?
They
hair extensions and like
they have to just say
lashes and perfect makeup and being perfect all the time for the guys. Like, oh, we need to let go of that. We need to just be real, right?
It's horrible.
I can't wait to go home and wash off every trace of makeup and put sweatpants and be like a guy.
It's horrible. I mean, if you could be twice as prettier and but unhappy, or who you are and so free and so
what
just,
would you pick?
That's what I'm saying. I would choose to be me.
Would you rather be rich or be smart?
Well, if I'm smart, I could be fucking rich.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're just rich.
Okay, wait. Would you rather be fat or would you rather be beautiful? If you had to pick.
You know what? It's interesting because you can be beautiful but be
wait,
such
I should,
an ugly
wait,
on
wait,
the inside.
Wait, 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 wait. I said that wrong. Would you rather be skinny or would you rather be beautiful? If you can pick one.
You know what? I feel skinny isn't
always and fat are both beautiful. That's a trick question.
It's more like I would rather be a nice, kind person.
Yeah.
Because you glow when you're happy. Yeah. And you glow when you're a kind human being and when you're being of service.
Yeah.
And you could be skinny but a fucking bitch and no one loves you. No one
That's
wants
right.
to be your friend.
I'd rather
None
be
of your
smart
friends call
than
you
beautiful.
Back. That's what I'm saying.
I'd rather be smart than beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd rather be kind than any of them. I'd rather be smart than any of them.
Well, this going into action movies and going into Miss Swimsuit USA, you're a finalist.
I am.
It
I'm
must
so
be
excited.
So stressful, always with your body on display on a big screen and like having to actually look kind of perfect. That's a hard job.
You know, this is the first pageant I've ever done, and I'm 30. You actually age out of pageants when you're 28,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy to me.
Wow.
I'm like, how can you even have a platform and life experience and stuff to talk about when you're so young? And
I
then
know.
By the time you have the knowledge of how to stand on your own two feet and what that means and what you want to provide to the world, you're too old to have a platform in the pageant game, which is wild to me. So Miss Swimsuit USA, I don't know if there's an age to age out, but I'm 30. I'm fucking doing it this year. And I'm a world finalist. We're going to Mexico this year. I'm so excited. And, you know, I think I've talked about this before, but like I've had lipo. I've had my boobs done. I got them done during the pandemic because I was like, I want to come out of the pandemic and feel the best I've ever felt about myself.
Yeah.
And for a year, I was posting all this hot bitch content and it was great. But then I was like, but I'm more than pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really feel like this pageant is a chance for me to show that it's about being strong and it's about having a platform and being of service than about just being skinny and pretty.
I totally agree. Like once you realize your persona and your digital voice and the power that you have, that you're more than pretty.
Yeah.
You have to be more than pretty in this day and age.
Yeah. And
pretty
I feel like
is easy.
It's sexy.
We can
to
make
be
that.
Exactly. It's so sexy to be a warrior. Because
yes.
a warrior is always fighting and going towards something. If you're pretty, you could be pretty and stuck in place and just only focused on the superficial things and not actually growing.
Exactly.
So I'm really excited to bring being a warrior and a savage into the pageant world. I don't know if they're ready.
I don't know if they're ready for you.
Ready.
I don't know if they're ready for you. Just like the rest of the world. I don't know if we're ready for microdosing mushrooms. But I love that you're so cutting edge and trying these things. And if
it's
you're interested
really
to try.
You teach me so much. And I honestly take mental notes every time I'm here. Like I found out so much about Botox and fillers and everything from you in aesthetics. Truly from you because you're the queen of aesthetics. Like it's insane. But also like now I've found out more about like Sculptura and the other things. Do I say it right? Sculptura?
Sculptura.
Sculptura.
Yeah.
Like the things that I can do to make my own body
regenerate. Mm-hmm.
Like
grow anew.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's
right?
What I'm now more fascinated on. All the PRP, like how my own stem cells, how my body can re-come back and heal myself.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you and keep tabs on your progress with Miss Swimsuit USA and the stunt in action?
Well,
she's going to Comic-Con.
I am. You can
she has
find
a bunch
me
of acting
at
gigs.
Anime Expo, which is the largest anime con in the world, downtown Los Angeles, on the weekend of July 4th. I think it's like July 1st to July 4th.
Love
We're
it.
Screening my movie, Famish, which is on Amazon Prime. I'm speaking on a panel, And you can find me at San Diego Comic Con this year. Oh my God, it's like a dream.
So exciting. What's your outfit going to be at these things?
I don't even know, girl.
Oh, something sexy. Every time I see her, she's drop dead gorgeous.
I love you so much. We're going to find something great. So San Diego Comic Con, the 22nd to the 24th. And I'm on Instagram. It's Margo Graff. Yes. M-A-R-G-O. What you see is what you get. G-R-A-F-F, like a math graph, but with an F. and then TikTok Margo Graff, and you know.
She's very inspirational. I only tell you about all the good people. This one's a good one.
I love you. I'm literally love in your you. Office every 6 weeks, just because like she's I find an stimulating excuse collagen to come and in. Growing. I really find an excuse, even if it's just sitting in your office.
She's got every food. Single one of my skincare products, literally collagen, and you
I
want
have
everything.
A whole box of all the old ones too, so that like I keep them for my videos, and I'm like just running by, like I just so it looks like I literally have
you
so
have
much.
Baskets full of goodies. Well, that's it for now, guys. I hope you enjoyed learning about microdosing. Take care of yourselves. Be careful, women out there. There's so many predators, both physical that want to abduct you, mental that want to steal your energy, and we can't have energy vampires. You need people like Margo in our lives, so we learn from each other, and we're totally transparent, and I learn so much from my patients. I wanted to share it with you.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you for creating this environment, safe space to talk about all this. And
that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Have a great weekend.